Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, Clips of the Week time with our good friends at Tool Station. And when myself and Andy are off, we tend not to bring you a fresh batch. We do that together. But we have a special, and today's special is slightly different because if you've been with us throughout the show, you'll know that our producer of many years, he's been on the show for 10 years, John Cadogan, is leaving. This is his final show. We were laughing for a minute.
That's my sad tears for the nation who will miss John.
So we decided to sort of hand over the Clips of the Week to him. We were trying to weigh up a special, and I said to John, well, look, why don't you just choose a dozen or so that you really like from over the years. Yeah. So that's what we've done, John.
It's an absolute honour. Thank you so much for letting me take over for 5 minutes.
It's a great pleasure. So I'm just going to sit back. We're going to sit back and enjoy these. I haven't got a clue what you're going to go with.
I will say my departure is in no way linked to yesterday's events at Torquay United. Okay. Some people have tried to put two and two together. I'm not taking over Torquay. I've not bought the club.
Right.
I'm just leaving.
Okay.
Just leaving.
Great, though, if you wear that, was your plan all
actually,
along?
It was. Yeah. Secret lottery.
He's
winner.
Minted. Yeah. He's absolutely loaded this one.
That would be
one.
Great, wouldn't it? Yeah. So where should we start?
Should we start? I thought I'd start with Mike Parry and Mike Graham, the two Mikes, which, this show aside, I think was one of the best shows TalkSport have put out. It was such a funny show. So many fond memories of working with them. And this clip has always made me laugh.
Somebody bought you?
Yeah, a fat duck ceramic for my
ceramic
new garden.
Duck.
Yeah, for my new garden.
So is it like life size?
No, of course not life size. Oh, to a duck. Yeah, it's not.
Well,
yeah, it's about.
What's
yeah,
life
yeah.
size to a duck?
Yeah, it's about. Yeah,
what do you mean?
No, I thought you meant the size of a man.
Man sized duck.
Man sized duck on this balcony.
Yeah.
Huge duck.
It was of course, it's not life size.
I remember they were filling in for you two when Leicester won the Premier League and we were producing their show. And I spent an hour in the morning running around London trying to find Mike Parry a crown so that he could record a video as Richard III celebrating Leicester's title. And it really wasn't worth the effort.
It wasn't the world's greatest actor, Mike, is he really? So there we are. That's number one, like that.
This is Tony Cascarino, and it's a clip that me, you and Andy and basically everybody who's worked on the show quote to each other endlessly.
Yeah.
They were allowed a beer, but there'd be one each on the plane because they used to laugh. So, we've got beer. You know, Dennis would say, well, we've got one beer on the plane.
Sure.
And they'd be left. But he left no one's stone.
Stone?
We did walk around and go, Stone?
Stone, that's
the
right. Tony just left
Stone
a question, question mark was Stone at the end. Yeah, very strange.
Staying with Cass, I've always loved this clip. It's fantastic.
Mm. Let's speak to Eddie, he's a Liverpool fan. Eddie, good evening.
Hey, good evening, guys. Very good to be talking to Tony Cass.
Yes, legend.
I'm an ex-Irish Pat, an Irish expat, should I say, here in California.
Are you Pat?
Ex-Irish Pat.
An ex-Irish Pat.
Hello, Pat. Yeah,
as a proud Irishman myself, I've always liked that one.
Yeah.
This is Mark Saggers, who, this is right after I started, was trying to do a competition live down the line from the Rugby World Cup in New Zealand in 2011, and it was a complete disaster.
Right.
Let's see who is up and awake for England.
I'm up for England.
Ah, top stuff. Who am I talking to on Talk Sport this morning?
Graham from Newmarket.
Brian from Newmarket. Lovely to talk to you, Brian, in Newmarket. I know Newmarket very well,
Graham.
Of course.
Graham.
Sorry, Brian. Sorry, Graham.
God. Be fair, there was not a lot going in Sagger's favour there. He's in a stadium, he can't hear, the bloke's on the phone, there's a massive delay.
It did sound a bit like Brian, but maybe not enough for it to be Brian, to be fair. But when you're all those miles away, oh dear.
Oh, God. This is my old mate Ray Stubbs. I used to produce Stubbsy on the press pass. And this is him on TalkSport 2 with some classic bants with Andrew McKenna.
Mm.
Let's look ahead to the first ODI now with TalkSport 2's Andrew McKenna. Macca, good to talk to you.
Morning, Stubbsy. I was quite enjoying your debate, actually. I think I'll just shut up and let you carry on for a bit.
Tell us about the cricket.
Yeah, Stubbsy not playing there. Not prepared to play.
A bit cold.
Play along, it was a bit, shoulder. Wasn't it? Yeah.
He's never beaten being dropped into those boxes.
No.
Off the top of the Millennium Dome. He did that for
Children in Need.
Sport
when he was
relief or comic relief or something, yeah.
But he's dropped off this platform onto a load of cardboard boxes, and you've always been quite taken with the noise that he makes on the way down.
A number of times we sat on a train to Cheltenham watching the video of Ray Stubbsy.
Normally you digging out. That's very true.
This is another person that I used to produce, Brian Moore, who I love working with, Sunday Night Rugby Show. We used to have this weekly chat with Nigel Owens, the rugby referee on the show. And again, this is Brian trying to introduce Nigel.
Jesus of Suburbia, I Green Day, which is one of my desert island discs. It shot them on Radio 4 on a Sunday morning. I absolutely loved it. What a great band. Saw them at the Emirates. They were absolutely brilliant, brilliant, brilliant. I wonder if our next guest likes Green Day. Nigel Owens, do you like Green Day?
What?
What?
What? Oh, God. I do love Brian. He's the best.
He'd like Red Day, wouldn't he, Nigel? I think that's it, yeah.
Get him a cider.
Yeah, yeah.
obviously, we've, again, spent so much time listening to Nigel Botherway on Fisherman's Blues, desperately searching for clips, and I couldn't not play this one.
Friend of the show and a good friend of mine, Marsh Prattley from Orchid Lakes in Oxfordshire. Good morning, Marsh. Hello, Marsh. Good morning, Marsh. I can see he's there and his lights are on, Elliot, but we've not got him. Hello, Marsh. Good morning, Marsh.
Oh, make it stop.
So, Brant, it doesn't end there. He did keep trying.
He did keep trying, yeah.
Fair enough for trying, and it's the beauty of live, isn't it? These things happen.
There's more.
There is more.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go.
Right, Marsh is back, hopefully. Let's see if we can get him this time. Good morning, Marsh. Oh, great TalkSport technology here. Do not put me on Clips of the Week for this. This is very frustrating. I can see Marsh's lights up, but we're not hearing him. Marsh? Good morning, Marsh. No, I'm afraid the technology here, we're going to have to get an engineer in here to have a look at this. Very, very frustrating. But any clues, Elliot? Hello, Marsh. No, great. Absolutely great. Sorry, folks. We'll have to get Elliot to come in here and see if we can get anything sorted. But I'm afraid Marsh is not there. Good morning, Marsh.
Morning, Nigel.
Ah, we've got him at long last.
Thank goodness for that.
So pleased to hear from him.
Oh, my goodness.
That makes your teeth hurt listening to stuff like that, doesn't it? Oh, God, no.
Morning, Marsh has become one of our catchphrases. The two mics again. Again, this clip makes me laugh a lot. He's talking about Julian Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
I think he made about two records, Julian Lennon.
Yeah. You've
got to remember, he was 16 when his father died.
Yes.
And his father was the biggest rock star in the world. And all of a sudden, somebody woke him up and said, your father's been cut down in a hail of bullets.
Not sure that's how they did break it to him. Not a real textbook really, way to break news like that, is it?
Yeah, yeah. That's
all right, so that's how Mike Perry would have. All right, son, your dad's been cut down in a hail of bullets. Okay, that's the way he'd do it, but nobody else.
Cut it up.
We couldn't not have a bit of Alan Brazil in there. I think this is the week after Cheltenham, and he was obviously still suffering after quite a heavy few days.
Mm. The Irish just stopped England. Let's say a very good morning to Harlequins and England scrum half, fly half. Danny Kerr joins us. Danny, a good morning.
Morning, lads. You all right?
Yeah, good, mate.
Morning, Danny.
Good. Don't sound it.
My throat,
it's
Alan.
Like
it's
Alan Brazil
classic
meets Sean Dyche.
It is. It's a classic
a
Alan
somewhere.
Post-Cheltenham, that is.
This is the moose with the sports news.
Yeah.
Man United take on Basel at Old Trafford. If everything goes like clockwork, United will beat the Swiss side, according to Sir Alex Ferguson.
Die haben noch viel Nachwuchsarbeit gemacht. Letztes Jahr haben die entschieden.
His German was brilliant. Honestly, his German was fantastic.
Moose sounds so pleased with himself for his little joke, and then the clip's in German.
Sir Alex is German, yeah, perfect.
Just a couple more to go. This is Jim White.
Now then, 12 noon, we are still digesting Keith Harris.
It's quite an image.
Yeah,
we're cooked and eaten, Keith Harris.
Digesting Keith Harris.
Just polished off Orville.
Tasty. That can be your book. Digesting Keith Harris, My Years at TalkSport by John Cadogan. Yes.
One final bit of Mike Perry. I think this could be my favourite clip of them all.
Right.
OK, got another one here, Al. It's from Steve in Leeds. He says, according to their website, Ticketmaster apply a £1.50 service charge and a £1.25 processing fee to sales and filler tickets. Royal Mail charged 63p for recorded delivery on a single as ill crisis goes on and on. Right, OK, this concludes by saying, this is from Steve in Leeds, I'm a Borough fan, and that guy who just said that Middlesbrough at the Riverside isn't a frightening fixture, obviously isn't... Oh, I can't go on. I'm sorry, I'm going to die before I get to the end
right,
of the
anyway, Mike...
he lost faith in the email, yeah. Didn't he?
Yeah. Finally, yeah. This is Yuri Geller on Breakfast with Alan.
Yeah.
There was an island for sale. It's called Lamb Island. It's off Berwick. And I felt better when I purchased the island.
But well, Donald Trump may buy it off you and put a golf course on there, Ernie.
Hello?
Obviously, we love a musical montage, so I thought we'd kind of go at this. I vividly remember being sat putting this together.
You say goodbye, and I say...
Hello? Hello? Hello?
I don't know why you say goodbye, I say...
Hello? Hello?
From the other side,
I sometimes see you pass outside my door.
Hello?
Is it me you're looking for?
Really, you should know. I just came to say
hello?
There we go.
There we are. Beautiful. Lots of hellos. Beautiful, John. Thank you. So, thank you for choosing your favourites.
Thank you for 10 years on the show.
Yeah, we've loved having you. You've done an amazing job, and we're going to massively miss you, but we wish you all the very best in the new role.
Long live H&J.
The listeners love you. Everybody in here loves you. So good luck on your new adventure, and we'll hopefully see you back here at another time.
Yeah.
Something's gone wrong if I come back, to be honest.
I'll pass you soon.
Because, thank you.
But as a civilian, of course, you know, we will let you in.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
That's the sound of another sale on Shopify, in store. Shopify POS is everything you need to sell in person. From payments to inventory, Shopify unites your sales into one commerce platform. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/retail23. Shopify.com/retail23.